In discussing the morality of actions, the Catechism treats the passions, those natural stirrings within us that prompt us to act in a certain way. The human person is ordered to beatitude by his deliberate acts. The passions or feelings he experiences can dispose him to it and contribute to it. Passions are feelings, emotions or movements that incline us to act or not to act in regard to something felt or imagined to be good or evil. They are natural, and they connect the mind with the senses. Our Lord called man's heart the source from which the passions spring. And love is the most fundamental passion, since it is aroused by the attraction of the good. St. Thomas Aquinas says, "To love is to will the good of another." So, having recognized the feelings or passions that are within us, how does this connect with the moral life? The passions in themselves are neither good nor evil. They take on a moral quality when they engage the intellect and the will. They are said to be voluntary, either because they are commanded by the will or because the will does not place obstacles in their way. It belongs to the perfection of the moral or human good that the passions be governed by reason. Passions are not the decisive element for the morality or holiness of persons. They are simply the inexhaustible reservoir of images and affections in which the moral life is expressed. They are good when they contribute to a good action. They are evil when they contribute to an evil action. An upright will directs the senses toward the good and to beatitude. An evil will succumbs to the disordered passions and exacerbates them. In the Christian life, the Holy Spirit works within the human person by mobilizing the whole being with all its passions. In Christ, human feelings are able to reach their consummation in charity and divine beatitude. Moral perfection consists in man's being moved to the good, not by his will alone, but also by his sensitive appetite, as in the words of the Psalm, "My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God."